Sixth Annual QM Conference, Research That Informs QM Standard 8, Lala and Klein, 2014. Crichton S. and Kinsash S., 2013, Enabling Learning for Disabled Students, in Michael Graham Moore's edition, Handbook of Distance Education, New York, Routledge, 216-230. Researchers illustrate how tablet devices may serve as customized learning support for K-12 students with disabilities. Authors discuss a pilot study where iPads were integrated into 5 K-12 Canadian schools with significant disabled populations, and results indicate students engaged more with course material through use of assistive apps and settings, and used the device to frequently communicate with their peers. Note, we genuinely believe that our students are mobile citizens, and acknowledgement of the mobility of our students implies an increased value for portable digital devices. S-Maker G. M., 2012. How Designers by Assignment in Community Colleges Apply Universal Design Principles to Online Course Designs to Accommodate Aging Learners. Doctoral dissertation retrieved from UMI 3508219. A qualitative survey of course designers at community colleges to see if age-related needs were addressed in course design. Studies indicate little to no familiarization with universal design or lacking true practice of UD principles. Note, study showcases the needs of the aged learner. Hoffman, J.F., 2013. Disability, Faculty Knowledge, Awareness, and Perceptions. Doctoral dissertation, retrieved from UMI 3574918. This quantitative study assesses faculty knowledge, awareness, and perceptions about student disabilities and accessibility mandates in 1 4-year university in the United States. Results showed that faculty had more experience with learning, speech, visual, and hearing impaired learners, not so much for those with mobility or psychiatric disabilities. It is suggested that accessibility and sensitivity training be available to increase knowledge and improve perceptions about the different disabilities. This is a current study addressing a number of issues pertaining to disabilities. Note, it is not new that more accessibility training is generally needed in higher education, but this study provides really good detail about some of the student issues. Consider reading and forwarding this to your director of the Office of Institutional Equity. Hannon J. and D. Netto, B., 2007, Cultural Diversity Online, Student Engagement with Learning Technologies, International Journal of Educational Management, 21-5, 418-432. The purpose of this quantitative research was to focus on how students from different cultural and linguistic backgrounds encounter online learning environments and to assess the extent to which cultural factors impact on learners' engagement with online learning. 3 randomly selected online courses, consisting of 360 undergraduate and graduate students who were studying online in a division of business at a large Australian university, were surveyed. One hypothesis in the study was that learners from different cultural backgrounds usually do not experience online programs as culturally inclusive in both engagement with content and with the teaching and learning environment. While there was no significantly difference in responses between local and international students, an emerging theme identified issues with communication. Over half the students did not think it was easy to get along with others in the class, and less than half did not enjoy contributing to discussion boards, to fellow students, and expressing a point of view. Note, we certainly believe this is to be true, and it would be generalizable since in an online course, we lose visual cues that help the communication process. This is why it's so important to focus on communication in an online course. Keeler, C.G. and Horney, M., 2007, Online Course Designs, Are Special Needs Being Met? American Journal of Distance Education, 21-2, 61-75, DOI 10.1080/0892364070. 012-989-8585. Empirical qualitative research by Keeler and Horney of 22 online high school courses identify design elements for special needs populations and frequency of these design elements. Authors provide implications of the 38 salient design elements identified in the study. In connection to universal design, this empirical research emphasizes the importance of visual design, provide text for visual elements, determine the amount of images per page based on target populations, and provide alternatives to moving images are some examples. Note, this research can be used to bring awareness about barriers to online learning. These barriers include design decisions and programs needed to proactively aim to solve these barriers from the student's perspective or from the student's learning process.